There was something that I wanted you to hear before. Oh, I know what it was, actually. Blow me an F, please. Sing the first minor chord of Aquarius when we sing the bum, right? So here's the F again. Sing the chord, go. It should be a minor chord. Again, go. So some of you don't even know what pitch you're supposed to be singing. So he is blowing the pitch that the basses and the tenors have. You're a minor third above that over here in baritone land. Then the fifth in the lead.
The impossible dream.
Again. You're singing on an ah. Ready? And ah.
Ah.
Not oh, but ah. Ready? Again.
Ah.
Pitch again, please, Dave. Give me your acronym. Listen.
Listen, imagine, read, sing.
Listen, imagine,
listen
read.
To the pitch and then imagine your first note. Breathe, which we've been doing most of our lives, pretty good at that. And then execute.
Okay, I want to hear just the basses and the tenors. Sing the first pitch. Before the B sound. Ba, ba. So there's pitch before we start the B sound. Again.
Ba,
ba, ba, ba. Again, go.
Ba.
There's 10% in the sound.
Hot.
Say hot.
Hot.
Sing hot.
Hot.
Sing hot.
Ah.
Again.
Say hot.
Say hot. Say hot.
Hot.
Say hot.
Hot.
Say hot.
Hot.
Sing hot.
Can I hear now everyone except for berries? So I should just have fifth and roots. Ready and sing. I didn't hear what you said.
See,
oh, yeah. Lion King. Yeah. Okay. Again, go.
Ah.
Now, berries, make it minor chord. Give us the minor third. Everyone?
Ah.
Oh, berries, you're very flat. Again. Ready and sing.
Ah.
Now, beginning of the song. Ready and go. Why did you change your vowel sound? Why did we go from bum ba bum to boom 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 bum ba bum? Again and sing.
Bum ba bum 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 ba bum 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 ba bum bum bum.
Two, again and sing. Now, can we not oversing it and say we have bum ba bum ba bum ba bum? Ready again. Good. Now, where the accent is, don't close so quickly to the M sound. We go ba bum ba bum ba bum ba bum. Ready again. Good. So what we need is some work on the baritone part.
Ooh, when
One, two, berries, and ooh, and the moon set a house. Jupiter with Mars. All parts, right at letter A. Can I have pickup leads? With the moon. One, two, and go. Last time from the intro, please. Here's our F. Let's practice the whole listen, imagine. Here's the chord in your head. Excitement. We went from new agey, all this, to suddenly, this is the dawning of the age. Did we do any change at all in dynamics, attitude, sound, or anything? No. We were still singing 20 fingers instead of something different. You get my drift?
Yeah.
Yes, yes? Can we start at then peace, second half of that first verse. Then peace. One, two, ready and go. To take away from what Ellen's going to do in interp land. But, what is the vowel? We went Quaria, Quaria, Quaria. I can drive a hole through your forehead with that sound, can I? Okay? If we all sing it that way on that chord, holy mackerel! You're going to have people rumbling in their seats, and it's going to be awesome. Can we start it? This is the dawning. One and two and.
This is the dawning of the age of Aquarius. Age of Aquarius.
It doesn't have to be loud. It just has to be that placement. I lost the whole tonal center for some odd reason there. This is the dawning of the age of Aquarius, age of Aquarius. I'm not given any crescendo at all. Just right there. This, one, two, ready, and.
This is the dawning of the age of Aquarius, age of Aquarius.
Just raise it a little bit in terms of pitch and also brighten that vowel. One more time, we're done. Ready, again, and go.
This is the dawning of the age of Aquarius, age of
Aquarius.
Aquarius, Aquarius, Aquarius.
Okay, that's Elton's song. I'm not doing anything with that. Okay? Thank you.